Welcome everybody, Shia number 1273. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemrabarati, so Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, the Rafur Shalema Miriam Rezel Bazdina, getting back to a malacha of Ma'amer gathering. Okay, so we spoke about in the past, in general, letter of the law, if you want to call it, there is no gathering after gathering. There were one or two malachas we spoke about that in the past, for example, like grinding, ein toichen ach toichen, once something was already ground up, there's no grinding minatora anyways. By Lush, there was some place can possibly, but, ain Lush achalush, that was a whole machlokes over there. But be it as it may, when it comes to Ma'amer in general gathering, once the fruits, for example, were gathered, so then we say there's no gathering after gathering. What, in general, letter of the law, but we'll see that there's certain times that it would be a problem. What do we mean by that? Like we said, somebody, they gathered together, let's say, Erev Shabbos, Friday, Thursday, Friday, they gathered together all the fruits, they put them into a basket, and that's it. Now, what happened was a wind came, or somebody was walking, or an animal was walking, somebody, whatever the case is, tipped over the basket. Now the fruits spilled out all over. So you'll say, one second, you can't gather it. It's where the place where it grew. But we say, in general, there's no gathering after gathering. Once it was already once gathered, so the malacha min ha-Torah, be it as it may, one would not be over the malacha, the issur min ha-Torah of ma'amer gathering once it was already gathered. But we're going to talk about there are certain times that there would be still some sort of a problem in certain instances, and even in the house, according to some poskim. Okay, but we'll see. We'll talk about it. Let's just see and get an understanding. And with this, we're going to learn a little bit of a new subject, if you want to call it. But we're not going into that subject. But this subject, which is called the subject of Uvdin Dechayil, by the way, Uvdin Dechayil, and we'll explain what exactly that means. We're not exactly translating it because it's a little bit more complicated. But in Uvdin Dechayil applies in certain times to certain malachim. Now, it's something that, we don't really have a siman in Shulchan Aruch. Well, let's look up the halachas of Uvdin Dechayil. What is that all about? It's a little bit different. It applies in certain malachas. Chazal told us at certain times, certain things can be done, midrabanan, obviously, because of certain reasons, which we'll talk about. And then it applies in various different times. Now, it's also something that I know. I once my Rebbe Rav Shlomo Perlz, Chassadik Levrach, I remember he told me that it's not something somebody could say by themselves. Well, this thing is it falls into the category of Uvdin Dechayil. So we'll say let's not do it. It's Uvdin Dechayil. It is something only whereby Chazal said this thing, this action is Uvdin Dechayil. So therefore, it can't be done. But it's not the type of thing whereby you could just make guidelines in general for just any malach. It's only where Chazal told us that there was a problem. Okay, so what exactly is Uvdin Dechayil? So the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 296 in the malacha of Ma'amer gathering, because Uvdin Dechayil does come up in Ma'amer gathering. It also comes up in Teichin a little bit, but various different places, and we'll see how. So he explains it over there on the bottom on page 296. Uvdin Dechayil basically means, if you translate it literally, a weekday activity. But what I mean by weekday activity, a lot of things that are weekday activity, I eat also during the week, so I can't eat on Shabbos. What do we mean by that? So he says like this, Uvdin Dechayil, weekday activity, is a category that includes three types of activities. It's one of three different things, or it includes three types of things in a certain action, in certain malachas. Chazal told us this Uvdin Dechayil, this weekday activity, would apply. Number one, he says, those that resemble the malacha, doing a certain action that resembles that malacha. That's number one. Number two, those certain activities that might lead to the performance of that malacha. Okay, by doing this and this activity, it might lead to the performance of the malacha. Number two. And number three, those that involved certain actions that involve considerable degree of bother, like a tircha yaseira. I have to give a lot of energy to do this thing, you know. It's sort of like a tircha yaseira type of a thing, like we call it. Activities that that one has to expend a considerable amount of energy or bother or so on, which when done on Shabbos would detract from the holiness and the aura of Shabbos itself. Now, what exactly are those activities? that's when Chazal, you know, said at certain times. So again, just the Chazir over, what exactly Uvdin Dechal? Number one, it's either the action is going to resemble the Malacha, whatever the person is doing. Number two, it might lead to the performance. And number three, it's what we call Tircha Yisera. It's an extra bother. And it might just, plain and simple, take away from the aura of Shabbos. Okay, so now we're going to see, we'll talk about upcoming shiurim, a couple of the cases where it might come up. And this case, Lamaisa, to make a long story short, this case will come up in a case of Ma'ame where one already gathered together the fruit. So we spoke about, we said in the past, good, there's no Ma'ame or Achara Ma'ame. Once one gathered already the fruits under the tree and then right in the basket, they spilled out to say that he's over again the Isser of Ma'ame of gathering Minatayra. No, it's not going to be. But there are certain times when that basket of fruits, for example, again, I'm just giving an example of fruits. It could be a basket of anything, right? It could be vegetables. It could be whatever. Things that grow, right? Gedule karka, things that grow from the ground. There are certain times where the basket tipped over and the fruits spilled out, and they spilled out in a way, place and time, in a way that it falls into these categories like we just said. Either it resembles the malacha, like if I have to start, let's say for example, I have a basket of fruit, I have a whole bunch of fruits in my basket, and it tipped over, and now they spilled out all over the place. And now I have to start picking them up and putting them back into the basket, and they're, you know, spread out, let's say. They're spread out. So number one, it looks very similar to Ma'amer. That's how I do the act of gathering. But I'm not going to say that they were already, it's gathering Minatoira because I already gathered. There's no gathering after gathering. There's no Ma'amer after Ma'amer. Number one. Number two, it might lead to the performance possibly because once they spilled out, let's say, and we'll talk about in the field, in the house, how that works, possibly even a basket of fruit in the house if it's spilled out bad enough, but we'll talk about that. Number two, it might lead to the performance of the malacha, right? I see somebody doing ma'amer, gathering together, putting into a basket. So this is exactly what ma'amer is. And it might lead somebody else or even the same person to start picking up fruits possibly that were not gathered, right? I'll pick up my apples that were already spilled out of the basket, but maybe I'll even pick up the plums that were not gathered and now that you can't do, right? The plums that fell off the tree even before Shabbos, so they're not muksa, but you can't pick them up and start putting them into a basket. That's ma'amer. That's gathering. Number two. And number three, in a case in time whereby it's going to be like a tirchi yaseir, it's going to be like a bother. So the sfarim talk about, which we'll see, when they spill out and they're a little bit further apart, you know, they spill out, let's say, all over the place. One there, one here, you know, not like in one area. Like if a few fruits spill out throughout one area right over here, I pick them up, three or four, put them back. Okay, so that's not so bad, as they say, which we'll talk about. But if they spill out all over the place, I have one over there, I have to walk 5 feet over there, and then I have to walk to the end, a little ways down to get the other one, then I have to walk over there together. So that's already becoming a tirchi yaseira, a major bother, and that's also falling under the guidelines of Uvdin Dechal. Okay, we'll talk about upcoming shiurim, how exactly this works in conjunction with Ma'amer, and even possibly in the house, if a basket of fruit spilled out, and it was, you know, spilled out all over the place, how to go about working it, and what to do. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, bracha, kol tov.